Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening globally via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Friday on this 12th day of April 2019. And my first-time guest today has a lot in common with me. We both serve our one true Lord, God, and Savior and King, Christ Jesus. We are both graduates of Hebron Colony Ministry, which is a Christian alcohol and drug recovery ministry located in Boone, North Carolina. And we had the privilege of meeting each other there a number of years ago when I was still a resident at Hebron Colony Ministry. And Bobby McGee and his wife Nan visited to bless those in attendance at Hebron Colony Ministries, both the staff and the residents there, with their music ministry, with Bobby's preaching and teaching, and just the wonderful Christian fellowship that we enjoyed with them. And Bobby McGee is a singer, songwriter, musician, evangelist, and co-founder and director of Christ Song Ministry, a ministry supported in part through the partnership of Hebron Colony Ministry. And today we are going to be discussing A Prisoner Set Free Returns to Prisons to Proclaim the Only Message That Truly Offers Eternal Freedom. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you for the very first time ever to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Bobby McGee.
Most good welcome, brother. I feel overwhelmed with your gratitude, and I feel overwhelmed to be able to be in this platform. So I thank you for considering me for this program.
Oh, it's the pleasure is all mine, brother. And first of all, before we go into your personal testimony, tell us a bit about Christ Song Ministry.
We founded Christ Song Ministry in 97. I was released from the Virginia prisons in 95 and felt a calling to go back into the prisons. I had already been saved, and my music had changed from worldly or secular music to a gospel platform. And I didn't know that God had me on a path to go back into the prisons on this scope. When I first felt called to go back in, I didn't want to go back in. I'd served a number of years, and prison was something I wanted to put behind me. But the Lord called me to go back into the prisons. And so in 97, we did our first prison. We were working full-time jobs then, and we were saving money for the weekends, and we would go out of town on the weekends and do prisons. But we didn't ever believe or know that we would be doing it on a full-time level. And 11 years ago, we had to make a decision to either tell the prisons no or to tell our jobs no. And so we worked notices, and we gave our jobs up, and we incorporated and got our 501c. And 10 years later, or in 38 states, it's an overwhelming this whole journey has just been amazing to be a part of. I would have never dreamed that this could have been possible for me. And so I just, sitting here today, I'm so grateful to my Lord and Savior for even giving us a vision of Christ's song.
Amen. And I'm going to tell our listeners a bit about Hebron Colony Ministry, and if you care to add anything to it, But I think it's an important ministry to bring up during our interview, yes, especially since you and I are both graduates of Hebron Colony. And other than, of course, first and foremost, our Lord and Savior and King Jesus Christ, I owe my life to Hebron Colony because I believed the Lord used them to save my life physically. But the Hebron Colony, if you who are listening are battling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol, or you basically have any kind of an addiction, Hebron Colony, I cannot sing their praises highly enough. They are located in Boone, North Carolina, in the gorgeous mountains of Boone, North Carolina, surrounded by forests, and just a breathtakingly gorgeous area. And this is a ministry that began after World War II, by a Presbyterian minister, a minister who actually was a conservative, Bible-believing Presbyterian pastor in Charlotte, North Carolina, and his denomination that he was in became overrun by liberalism. And when this pastor wanted to leave the denomination, the congregation that he was pastoring refused to leave with him. So he packed up and left, and since he saw so many men returning from the war, World War II, as drunkards, he had a burden upon his heart to start a ministry for men that had addiction problems, and at that time it would have been primarily, if not exclusively, alcohol. And that is how Hebron Colony began, and it's the oldest running Christian rehabilitation or recovery ministry for addicts still running in the United States. And they also, for years, have been operating a sister ministry for women, Grace Home in Santee, South Carolina. And the beauty of Hebron Colony Ministries, one of the beauties of Hebron Colony Ministries, is that it's free of charge. They only require a $300 deposit, which is refundable. That deposit is if you need pharmaceutical items while you are there, if you get sick, they need that deposit for those items. But if you never use them, you get that money returned to you. But, of course, the best thing about Hebron Colony is that it is a Bible-based ministry, and it's really a men's discipleship ministry that is focused on getting the lost saved and also getting the backslidden restored and to see true repentance occur. And as you may remember, Bobby, the 12 steps never come up. It's really that when you're there, what is spoken from the pulpit has very little to do with addiction. It is really just the Bible is preached and men are called to repent and follow Christ. And the Lord used this ministry mightily in my own life, and of course, Bobby McGee's as well. Well, first of all, let me just make sure I mention the website of Hebron Colony. If anybody is listening, whether you are a man or a woman, because as I said, they have two facilities, one in Boone, North Carolina for men, and one in Santee, South Carolina for women. Go to HebronColony.org, HebronColony.org. In fact, I would ask of you to pray for someone. I'm not going to mention his name, obviously, but a friend of mine who fell back into a serious level of drunkenness. He backed out of going to Hebron and is going to a secular facility that is a lot shorter time span that where he has to stay there. And, of course, they're not going to be offering any biblical counsel to him, so I don't even know for certain if he's going to go through with going there. But please pray for this individual who professes to be a believer. Please pray that the Lord grants him true repentance, and that he does go to Hebron, which is the best place for him to go, rather than some psychiatric rehab place where they're just going to probably drug him up and do little else but manage his day-to-day activities. But going back to you, Bobby, let's start with your personal testimony going all the way back to how you were raised, the kind of religious atmosphere, if any, that existed in your home, And then what providential circumstances our sovereign Lord raised up in your life to draw you to himself and save you?
Yes. Well, I was born up on near the Tennessee and North Carolina line, and it's way up in the mountains. And for those of you who know what white liquor is, or corn liquor, or white lightning, or moonshine, I have ancestors that have made moonshine for years, and it was in my family from my great-grandparents down to my grandparents, down to my father, and it is something in the mountains that has been a stronghold. I see it on TV today. I watch these moonshine shows, and they don't give the full story because there's children suffering in those homes, and I was one of them. My father was a World War II vet and a Korean War vet, and he suffered from post-traumatic stress before post-traumatic stress was attributed to the military, and my father turned to alcohol to cover the memories. It doesn't excuse his behavior, but it explains why he turned to alcohol. I remember his screams. I remember his dreams. Unfortunately, when he drank, he became very violent. And so I watched my father beat my mother as I was growing up. My father at one point did some things that was I'm not going to bring up because this is on air, but I will say that he did some things that sociably is certainly unacceptable. And one of my oldest sister ended up leaving home because of it. My mother ended up separating from my father and moved us down to Charlotte, North Carolina, which for me was a whole change. I was raised in a little mountain community. All of a sudden, I'm in a big city with a single parent. Two of my oldest sisters, both in 1968, I was 10 years old. And that era was not a say no to drugs era. And both of my oldest sisters got into the drug and biker lifestyle, worked in bar rooms all over the South. And so that's how I was raised. When my mother would work and have to leave town for weekends, she would leave my sisters to babysit us, me and my little sister. And they would have parties at the house. And I can remember 11 and 12 years old, people offering me pot, alcohol, pills, which led me to a very a crazy place at a very young age. At 13, I was strapped to a bed at a place called Huntersville Diagnostic Center, which is a youth jail. At 14, I got my first prison number, and my last name's McGee. I was the 16th person at this prison, and so I was M16, and I was released when I was 16 years old, and while I was still 16, I got another number in North Carolina, 110580S. And that led me to turning 18 in prison, and right before my 21st birthday, while I was released, while I was still 21, I ended up with my first Virginia sentence and a new number there, 131193, which was the first of three sentences in Virginia. Ended up with another number there, 156125. Came back to North Carolina with another sentence, 0269204. What that made me was an IV drug user with seven prison sentences, with 22 years done on the inside in some of the hardest security prisons in the South. No hope. I was told that I would never be able to stay out of prison, that I would never have a functional relationship, that I would die a drug addict, that I had no future left. I've been indicted with habitual felon indictment twice. Society's answer was to lock me up and throw away the key. So that's my past up to the point to when I got saved.
Praise God. And so tell us how you discovered Hebron Colony Ministry in Boone, North Carolina, where you and I both went, of course, at different times. You were already a restored brother in Christ when I met you, because you were visiting to bless those there with your musical talent and with your preaching. I was still a resident, so I was in the process of being restored to sobriety and to a right relationship with the Lord and to his church. But tell us about how you found Hebron Colony and also how you came to the point where you knew you needed to be there.
Well, I guess the start of this was in 1989. I was getting ready to be released from the Virginia system, and I decided I was already turned 30 in prison. I got my GED. I took some college classes, psychology and sociology classes. I was trying to figure out why I couldn't stay out of prison, why I wanted off drugs. I was tired of being an IV drug user. I was tired of drinking. I was tired of that life, and I was trying to figure out how to change. And so I learned all the terms and concepts. I learned all the red flag warnings from the 12-step programs, had a pocket full of phone numbers, and was released. I actually wanted to be a substance abuse counselor when I was released. That was my goal. Within 9 months, I was back in jail with an armed robbery charge, and which they lowered to common law robbery. And right before Thanksgiving of 1989, I got out on bond. They set my court case for the second week of January, and what I figured I would do was spend Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's around my little family I had left, save my money, and I planned on going on the run right before my court case. That's what I always did. I've run all my life from the law, from my pain, from my addictions, and so all I knew how to do was run. And in the right before Christmas, I told you that I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I didn't believe a virgin could have a child. I thought that this religion thing was nonsense. I just wasn't raised like that. I'd never seen a nativity scene, and it was right before Christmas. And Christmas was always when my dad would get drunk and cause scenes at our house, every holiday, but certainly Christmas. My point is I'd never seen a nativity scene, and I wanted to see one. And so I pulled up in a church lot that had a nativity scene and was walking around looking at the nativity scene, had three people approach me, and one of the men told me that a verse in the Bible said, "For all had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." To me, it sounded like he was calling me a sinner, and brother, to be honest with you, it made me mad. I was trying to see a nativity scene. I wasn't trying to get preached to in the parking lot, so I got in my car and I left. I got maybe 20 to 30 minutes away, and a most incredible thing happened, and I didn't hear this with my ears, but brother, I heard it loud and clear. It told me to make a U-turn and go back to the church. Well, I didn't want to go back to the church because I had been rude. When I left, I told them I didn't want to hear what they were telling me, but I didn't say it near that nice. I didn't want to have to face that when I went back to the church. But when I pulled back in, and it's been almost an hour now since I left and came back, and when I pulled back in, the same three people that I were rude to was standing there waiting for my car. And it's an hour later, brother, and here's what they told me. "Bobby, we knew you were coming back, that we had been praying for you." And it hits me, brother, they stood at the top of the hill watching the end of the drive, waiting for my car to come back almost an hour. They didn't go back to their costumes. They didn't go back to the nativity scene. They stood their ground praying for my car to come back. And, brother, I came back. And when I came back, I heard the truth of the gospel. And I heard that when Jesus walked this earth for the 3 years he did ministry, that he walked with men just like me. I didn't realize, I thought that Jesus would have been with all the princes and all the robes and all the bling and gold and the palaces. I didn't realize that he came for sinners and that I was one, and that he came for people just like me. And the man showed me in the Bible where Jesus was amongst a bunch of alcoholics and prostitutes, and that the religious sect was scorning him, talking about, "Look at your Savior down there with all the prostitutes and drunkards." And Jesus himself said, "This is who I came for," that it was the sick that needed the doctor. And brother, I was sick and I knew it. So I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, I don't understand all this." And I didn't. But I said, "I know I'm a sinner." And I said, "If you will, forgive me." And I said, Lord, if you will come into my life, into my heart, and make me a different person, I'm tired of being who I am. And, brother, I prayed it with every ounce of hope I had, and he changed my life. Well, after doing all the years I've done in prison, I was a saved man. I didn't have a clue how to live. I just didn't have a clue. With that said, I stumbled and I fell and I stumbled and I fell. I'd do good for 60 and 90 days, and I'd relapse and go back, and I heard about Hebron. And Hebron was about 2 hours from where I lived at in North Carolina, but, you know, it's not advertised.
Right.
And I'd never heard of it.
How did you hear of it?
And there was a man that I had done ministry with at one point that had told me that he was backsliding and that he went to a place called Hebron, and it gave him something to stand on, is what he said. And I realized I need something to stand on. And they took me in Hebron. They were leery at first because the missions director said that he felt like I'd leave within 6 weeks, that I'd think that I didn't need to stay the whole 10 weeks. Well, I did. I stayed the whole 10 weeks. In fact, I still live there today, and it's been 11 years since I've graduated. And now I live there, and I'm able to minister to the men. But what Hebron did for me, it didn't come in there and tell me how bad an addict I was. I already knew that. It didn't come in there and tell me all these phone numbers to call and how that I needed to figure out this red flag and that red flag. What it told me was that Jesus Christ could make me a new man, and that the old could be passed away, and that I could be a new creation, is what the Word told me. And I took that to heart, brother, and I believed. And for 10 weeks, I sat up in the chapel in Hebron under Pastor Holder, and I paid attention. I didn't laugh and giggle like some of the others did. I paid attention because my life depended on it.
Amen.
And the Word of God got into my heart, and it's not ever left me. And 11 years down the road, brother, there's not been any more felony charges. There's not been any more drug addiction. There's not been any more alcohol. There's nothing but ministry today. It's if I would have just known when I was in my 20s or 30s that this was the truth, I wouldn't have spun my wheels for so long, but I just didn't know.
Amen. And I'm sure that you can testify to the fact that Pastor Holder does not put up with people giggling and making fun of the Word of God being preached in the Brown Colony. If he hears or sees you messing around, you will be escorted out the door if you don't leave voluntarily, and you will be chastised in some way. And, of course, if you continue being a disruption, they don't tolerate much of that there. And in fact, as far as the consumption or intake of drugs and alcohol, if you're caught once, you are just out.
That's right.
So I think it should be that way. That doesn't mean that you can never come back, but you start from ground zero when that happens. I'm going to read a text of scripture before playing one of your songs that you have recorded, because it's applicable to the song that I'm about to play. Ezekiel chapter 36, starting in verse 22, we read, "Thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned amongst the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when I prove myself holy among you in their sight. For I will take you from the nations, gather you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances." And I think that's a perfect way to introduce one of Bobby McGee's songs that I'm going to play now, Heart of Stone. I hope you are blessed.
When you look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Is there love? Is there peace? Is there tenderness? Is there compassion inside of me? Or do you still see something that once made blood run cold? As I step into this new man that somehow kills the old, I learn to love with a new heart that once was a heart of stone, a heart of stone. The long nights are the hardest when I lay inside the cell. The thoughts that race through my mind, sometimes it's a living hell. So I cry out to the risen God before I go insane. Please take away the heartache and take away the pain. Wash me with your living water and make me pure again. Takes away my sin. Reach down to your soldier. Put me on my feet again. My eyes are fixed on glory, and I know this ain't my home. Since you came into my life and took this heart of stone, this heart of stone. Then there's times in this place, though the shackles on my feet, that I arise out of the bondage. Yes, I step out feet, and I get a glimpse of heaven and what awaits me there. When I trust in my Father and cast upon Him my care. So if there's tears of joy streaming down my face, well, try not to stay. This heart of stone, this heart of stone. Tell me what you see. Do you somehow see the mercy that He's first showed me? Tell me, can you see my Savior, the one who set me free?
Praise God. That was Heart of Stone by Bobby McGee, my guest today, and we're going to be returning with our discussion, or should I say returning to our discussion with Bobby McGee after our first station break. If anybody would like to email us a question with a question for Bobby McGee, just send it to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, C-H-R-I-S-A-R-N-Z-E-N @gmail.com. Please give us your first name, at least your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside of the USA. Please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And I could readily believe that because of the topic we are addressing today, being freed from addiction, also just being freed from sin in general, because all sin without the covering of the blood of Christ will send any man, woman, or child to hell. And we praise God that he has mercy and he has grace and he has provided a sacrifice. And if you have a question that is of a personal and private matter, then you please feel free to send it in anonymously. In fact, I would insist that if you're bringing up a particular person in your life and it's about a personal matter, then we would insist that you would remain anonymous, or keep them anonymous anyway. But we look forward to hearing from you and your questions at chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Don't go away. We will be right back after these messages from our sponsors with more of Bobby McGee.
I'm Pastor Bill Shishko, host of A Visit to the Pastor's Study, and I am so thankful to be part of the advertising family right here on Iron Sharpens Iron. If you live on Long Island, or if you're visiting the metropolitan New York area, I invite you to join us for worship at The Haven on Sundays at 4:30 p.m. We meet at the Ascension Lutheran Church facility, 33 Bayshore Road in Deer Park, New York. At The Haven, you'll find God-saturated singing, gospel-rich ministry, and great commission opportunities. Learn more about us at thehavenli.com and join us this Sunday at 4:30 p.m., 33 Bayshore Road, Deer Park, New York.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
Hi, I'm Stefan Lindblad, Assistant Professor of Systematic Theology at IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. I accepted this call to teach at the seminary because I'm firmly convinced that the people of God in the churches of our Lord Jesus Christ need to be firmly grounded in the truth of Holy Scripture. I'm excited to be teaching such subjects as the nature of theology and the doctrine of Scripture, and even the doctrine of the person and work of Jesus Christ. Our churches and our people need to be well grounded in these truths. Indeed, future ministers of the gospel need to understand these truths in order to proclaim them to all of God's people. If you want to learn more about our program, visit us online at irbsseminary.org.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results.
Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981. 717-697-1981. Or visit SolidRockRemodeling.com. That's SolidRockRemodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church, NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Chris Sorensen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com.
Did you know that all believers are priests? In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Apostle Peter describes Christ's church as comprising a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So if you're a Christian, you're also a priest. Now you can find the newest styles in Reformed and Protestant apparel at citizenpriest.com. Citizenpriest.com specializes in Christian-themed t-shirts and clothing especially for Reformed Christians. Citizenpriest.com's merchandise is purposefully scripture-based and meant for the edification of the saints and the furtherance of the gospel. Let everyone know that you stand firm on the doctrines of the Reformed faith by wearing apparel from citizenpriest.com. Visit citizenpriest.com today.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart.
The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen. If you just tuned us in, our guest today for the full 2 hours with a little less than 90 minutes to go is Bobby McGee, a singer, songwriter, musician, evangelist, and co-founder and director of Christ Song Ministry, which is a ministry supported in part through the partnership of Hebron Colony Ministry, the nation's oldest continually running recovery ministry, alcohol and drug recovery ministry, located in Boone, North Carolina, with a sister ministry in Santee, South Carolina, for women. And we are discussing today, a prisoner set free returns to prisons to proclaim the only message that truly offers eternal freedom. If you'd like to join us on the air with a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And please give us, as always, your first name, city and state, and country of residence if you live outside the USA, and only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Bobby, if you could tell us about your first experience going back into prison, this time as a minister of mercy rather than as an inmate.
Oh, well, it's been kind of hard after doing the time that I did. I mentioned about psychology, and something that a lot of people would know about is something called conditional response. And conditional response is basically when you live in an environment for X amount of years, then you respond to that environment. Well, with that said, after doing 22 years inside, when I stepped back into the gates, it hits me very hard. It causes anxiety attacks, nausea. I did a whole lot of time in some real hard prisons. So with that said, it was challenging to go back in the first place. But God has continued and is continuing in this process of freeing me from even the memories and the things that attach itself to me that I relate to as prison being bondage, because I realize today that the very prisons that I'd go back in, or many of the prisons that I did time in, and if it wouldn't have been for those prisons, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you today, because I certainly couldn't have lived like I lived for the 22 years that I was inside. If I would have been a free man, I would have been dead from drug overdoses or violent crime. So I look at prison as a place that God used to save my life. With that said, when I walk in there today and I see 200-300 men in front of me that are hard men, we go into high security prisons. And when I see the same void of hope that was in my eyes and their eyes, it enables me to be able to talk to them in a manner that can't anybody else talk to them, because I've walked in their shoes and they've walked in mine. And they know that when I talk to them, that I'm telling them the truth, how I see it from my heart, and that it's changed me. So when I walk in today, I'm not going in there with the same attitude, or I'm not even the same person that I was. And it doesn't affect me on that side, but it physically, it can still get to me. But on it, that's such a greater call. I wish that the listeners that are listening today could see the inside church, how healthy the inside church is, and how strong and centered and focused that the incarcerated church is today. The Bible speaks of that he's forgiven much, loves much. And brother, the day that I realized in reality that God had not only washed my sins, but he had put them in a sea of forgetfulness that never again will they be used against me. Once I realized that those were behind me and that I'm not under that condemnation anymore, it's made me fall in love with my Lord. And that message that I can share with other brothers and sisters that are on the inside is being very infectious. There's hope in the Word of Jesus Christ. There's hope in the Bible. Even though that I didn't believe it for so many years, it was my errant thinking. The Word of God is not a fable. The story of Jesus is not a fairy tale. It is the very foundation that has set me free and given me any kind of life to live today. And what I try to do is share that with the men and women on the inside.
Praise God. So how many prisons, if you can remember, have you visited with the message of the gospel since you were yourself released and eventually not only saved but restored to a right relationship with God? Can you give us a somewhat of an estimate of how many prisons you've been to and how many times you've returned?
We go into approximately 100 prisons a year across this country. We're on the road approximately 10 months out of the year. In the last 10 years, let's see here, in the last 8 years, we've done 843 prisons across the country.
Wow.
In the last 8 years. Now, since we started, I could estimate somewhere around 10 to 15,000.
Wow.
Okay.
That's still a big number.
Yeah.
So when you go into the prisons, I'm assuming that you minister both with song and with preaching and teaching?
Yes, that's correct. I'm a singer-songwriter, and we've got four CDs. One is self-titled under Bobby McGee, and the rest are under Christ Song, which is our ministry. And two of the CDs, which is the second one, Arise and Be Counted, and then the last one, which you played Heart of Stone off of, is pretty much geared to the incarcerated church. With music, you'll hear a story, and those stories are stories of my life. So my music, when I go in and the music the Lord's given me, it tells the same story along the testimony of my testimony. So I'm able to use the music that God's given me along with the word that Hebron helped get into inside my body here so that it comes into my mind when I need it, and able to use the preaching and the Word of God and the music to all tell a story that not only tells my story but also tells about the freedom that I found in Jesus.
So when you do this, when you go into a prison, who is assembled there? Are there all kinds of people in regard to their interest in hearing the gospel? Like, for instance, obviously there are church services in prisons, but there are also times when people gather for entertainment. And
yes.
So I'm not sure which one. Obviously you're not there to entertain, but they might put you in a venue that was meant, at least in the minds of the prison inmates, for entertainment,
right,
since it involves music. But if you kill, is it both? Is it either or?
No, it's either or. We go into situations to where there is a chapel. Some of the prisons are of such high security that they don't have chapels.
Wow.
They don't have gymnasiums. Some of the prisons are so high security that they don't even have a chow hall. The inmates are fed in their cells. They live in their cells 23-plus hours a day. And so when we have to do some services because of security, we can't do it six men at a time.
Wow.
Because that's all they can have together. And each of these men will be in individual cages that are 3 by 3 by 7 foot, about the size of a phone booth. And they're fully chained. And they're inside this cage with a locked door and a piece of plexiglass locked on top of that so that they can't spit on you or whatever. And then we're told we can have an hour with them. And so it's a very challenging ministry. There are times that we go into the chapels, and we have services that are geared as Christian services. And when we do, we oftentimes find that we have people of all color, of all faith, or no faith. In our services, we put out flyers before we go in, the chaplains do, and it explains a little bit about my testimony. And when they see that I've been locked up for the amount of years I was locked up, a lot of times they get curious. And they'll come just to be curious about a guy that had been locked up 22 years that's come back into their prison.
Yeah.
And it leaves us a venue of people that's just all kind that we can present the gospel to. And, brother, we've seen men and women saved of various other faiths that fall under the conviction of a holy God. We've seen God take and separate the nonsense. Because, you know, we serve a holy God. He's merciful and he's compassionate, but he's holy and he's mighty. And we see God separating things inside. And when the truth of the word comes, it penetrates men's and women's hearts, even the hardest of them.
Praise God. We're going to play another one of your songs, and then we're immediately from there going into our midway station break. Our midway station break, to remind our listeners, is longer than normal because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, airs Iron Sharpens Iron Radio twice a day in a pre-recorded format, and they require this midway section to air their own commercials and public service announcements to localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to Lake City, Florida. So while they air their commercials, we will be airing our own that are heard globally. So while we're doing that, please write down the information provided by our advertisers so you can more successfully and more frequently patronize them, because we rely upon the dollars from the advertising of our faithful sponsors. If they stop advertising, if they were all to stop advertising, we would not be able to move on and exist any longer. So one way to make our advertisers stick around is if you continue to patronize them and they see that their money is bearing fruit from their advertising on this program. Also use this time to send in a question to Bobby McGee at chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And remember to give us your first name, city and state and country of residence if you live outside the USA, and only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And now, before we go to our midway break, here is another song by Bobby McGee, Be a Soldier.
When the night is cold and long, help me, Father, to stand strong. And for the coming dawn, I long to sing this song, this soldier's song. Let my strength and portion be to stand strong in the liberty. Father, that you've given me, this is my plea, my soldier's plea. Darkness closes in, you better reach out for the word of God and feed the man within. There's nightmares in the darkness, the enemy prowls around. Better arm yourself, be strong, my friend, when it all comes tumbling down. And be a soldier, and be a soldier, soldier for the Lord. You don't just step in the battle like a child into the night. You gotta learn to put on your armor, son, if you're gonna fight in this fight. We've lost some along the way, and I know we'll lose some more. But arm in arm and prayer for prayer, we're gonna fight to even the score. And be a soldier, and be a soldier, soldier for the Lord. Strong in holy armor, and let the word of God be your sword. If you stumble, ask forgiveness. Get back on your feet again. If we're gonna run this race, my friend, let us run this race to win. And be a soldier. Be a soldier, be a soldier, be a soldier, soldier for the Lord. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him that has chosen him to be a soldier.
Store Christianity, of doing church in a warehouse with all the trappings of a rock concert? Do you long for a more traditional and reverent style of worship? And how about the preaching? Perhaps you've begun to think that in-depth biblical exposition has vanished from Long Island. Well, there's good news. Wading River Baptist Church exists to provide believers with a meaningful and reverent worship experience, featuring the systematic exposition of God's Word. And this loving congregation looks forward to meeting you. Call them at 631-929-3512 for service times, 631-929-3512, or check out their website at wrbc.us. That's wrbc.us.
I'm James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. The New American Standard Bible is perfect for daily reading or in-depth study. Used by pastors, scholars, and everyday readers, the NASB is widely embraced and trusted as a literal and readable Bible translation. The NASB offers clarity and readability while maintaining high accuracy to the original languages, which the NASB is known for. The NASB is available in many editions, like a topical reference Bible. Researched and prepared by biblical scholars devoted to accuracy, the new topical reference Bible includes contemporary topics relevant to today's issues. From compact to giant print Bibles, find an NASB that fits your needs very affordably at nasbible.com. Whichever edition you choose, trust, discover, and enjoy the NASB for yourself today. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com.
One sure way all Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners can help keep my show on the air is to support my advertisers.
I know you all use batteries every day, so I'm urging you all from now on to exclusively use BatteryDepot.com for all your battery needs. At BatteryDepot.com, they're changing the status quo. They're flipping the script. They're sticking it to the man. In other words, they'd like to change the battery industry for good by providing an extensive inventory of top-of-the-line batteries that are uniformly new, dependable, and affordable. Ordering from BatteryDepot.com ensures you'll always get fresh out-of-the-box batteries you can count on to work properly at competitive prices. Whether you need batteries for cordless phones, cell phones, radios, PCs, laptops, tablets, baby monitors, hearing aids, smoke detectors, credit card readers, digital cameras, electronic cigarettes, GPSs, MP3 players, watches, or nearly anything else you own that needs batteries, go to BatteryDepot.com. Next day shipping available. All products protected by 30-day guarantees and 6-month warranties. Call 866-403-3768. That's 866-403-3768. Or go to BatteryDepot.com. That's BatteryDepot.com.
I'm Dr. Gary Kimbrell, pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church in Laurel, Mississippi. God tells us in James 1:27 that pure and undefiled religion is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. In the providence of God, 3 years ago, I discovered a poor small church outside Lusaka, Zambia, in a township called Kabanana, who are taking care of 24 orphans. I found them just at the time when they had lost all their funding. What was I to do? Could I just say, God bless you, and walk away? The situation of the children sat heavily upon me. As I was praying concerning this need, it came to me, I trust from the Lord, to tell the orphans' plight to a broader audience. The entire need for their clothing, food, education, and some medical services is $73 per month per child. If just 50 of us would give $35 a month, we could meet the need. Bethlehem Baptist Church will pay the fee to get the funds there. So if you give a dollar will get to the orphans. In this season of hope and giving, will you consider giving hope to 24 orphans? Please send your gift of any amount to Bethlehem Baptist Church, 838 Reed Road, Laurel, Mississippi, 3944. Or donate through our website, bbclaurel.com. Again, the address is Bethlehem Baptist Church, 838 Reed Road, Laurel, Mississippi, 39443, or bbclaurel.com. Thank you.
Chris Sorensen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. NYC. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen. If you just tuned us in, our guest today for the full 2 hours with a little less than an hour to go is Bobby McGee. And Bobby McGee is a singer, a songwriter, a musician, an evangelist, and co-founder and director of Christ Song Ministry, supported in part through the partnership of Hebron Colony Ministry, the oldest continually running Christian drug and alcohol recovery ministry in existence. And this is located in Boone, North Carolina. I was a resident there. My guest was a resident there and visited Hebron Colony with his wife, Nan. And they sang for us, they preached the gospel to us, and had fellowship with us, and it was truly a welcome visit that I and most of the residents there at Hebron Colony experienced and enjoyed. And before we return to our discussion, which is A Prisoner Set Free Returns to Prisons to Proclaim the Only Message That Truly Offers Eternal Freedom, we have just a few announcements about upcoming events that we want you to be aware of. To all of my listeners in the United Kingdom and especially Northern Ireland, and I do know that we have quite a number of them, starting this Saturday, the 13th of April, there is a conference that is beginning at the Covenant Protestant Reformed Church in Ballymena, Northern Ireland, featuring Professor David Engelsma, who's been a guest on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a number of times. The theme is the original 5 points of Calvinism in celebration of the 400th anniversary of the Canons of Dort. And as I said, it starts this Saturday, the 13th of April. And then we'll reconvene on the Wednesday, April 17th, as when it will resume. And then we will have it again on Wednesday, May 1st. And if you want more information, go to the website of Covenant Protestant Reformed Church of Ballymena, Northern Ireland at cpf.co.uk. It's cprf.co.uk. CPRF, which stands for Covenant Protestant Reformed Fellowship, cprf.co.uk. And then you will see an area where you can click on the conference on the theme, the original 5 points of Calvinism. Please tell the folks at the Covenant Protestant Reformed Church in Ballymena that you heard about their conference from Chris Arnzen on Iron Trip and Zion Radio. Then, after that, a conference that's being held right here in the United States is called Dort 400. And Dort 400 is a conference that is also celebrating the 400th anniversary of the Canons of Dort. And the pastor of the church that I just mentioned, Angus Stewart, He is going to be one of the speakers at this event, not just the host like he will be in Northern Ireland, but he's actually one of the speakers at Dort 400. And if you want any more information on this conference, the website is dort400.org. And Dort is spelled D-O-R-D-T. D as in David, O-R, D as in David, T, 400.org. The event is being held April 25th through the 27th. That's just a couple of weeks from now. The Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of that week, April 25th through the 27th, at the Trinity Protestant Reformed Church in Hudsonville, Michigan. And the speakers include Professor Ronald Kaminga, Professor Barrett Gritters, Reverend Brian Heisinger, Professor Doug Kuiper, Reverend Bill Lanarack, Reverend Mark Shand, and the brother I just mentioned a little while ago, Reverend Angus Stewart. For more details, as I said, go to dort400.org, D-O-R-D-T 400.org, and please tell the folks at the Trinity Protestant Reformed Church in Hudsonville, Michigan, that you heard about this conference from Chris Arnzen and Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Then the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastor's Luncheon is going to be held. This is something that I am conducting, God willing, on Thursday, May 23rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here in Carlisle, Pennsylvania at the Carlisle Fire and Rescue Banquet Hall. The speaker is Dr. Tony Costa, who is the professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. He is going to be speaking on how the Dead Sea Scrolls vindicate the reliability of the Holy Scriptures, and he's going to be doing a PowerPoint presentation as well on this issue, on this really fascinating subject that I cannot wait to see. And this is a free event for all men in ministry leadership, whether you're a pastor or an elder, and I believe they're the same office, by the way, deacon, a leader in a parachurch organization, whatever position you hold in leadership in either a church or parachurch ministry, you are welcome to come absolutely free of charge. There is nothing for sale there. There is no ulterior motive or hidden agenda. This is an event that began in the 1990s as a result of my sweet, precious late wife, Julie, having a burden on her heart to bless all the pastors that I knew and held as friends. And she decided, with my permission, of course, that we would forgo exchanging Christmas gifts so that we could bless men in the ministry to a free luncheon near Christmas time. And I agreed, and this began to occur with money from our own pocket. And this ministry grew so big, and so many men came, that we eventually had to get corporate sponsorship to help us. And it continues to this day. After my wife went home to be with the Lord, it still continues. And now we are holding it twice a year, one in the winter, one in the spring, sometimes one in the summer as well. But if you'd like to attend this free of charge, and by the way, nearly every single major Christian publisher in the United States and the United Kingdom has donated free books, brand new free books for all of the men who attend. So you'll be leaving with a very heavy sack containing a couple of dozen free books, at least maybe a few dozen. This is all free of charge. So if you want to come, send me an email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com, and put Pastor's Luncheon in the subject line, and I will register you right away, and I look forward to seeing you. Dr. Costa will also be speaking after he leaves Pennsylvania. He'll be speaking on Long Island, New York, immediately after that, on Friday the 24th of May, Saturday the 25th of May, and Sunday the 26th of May, and I will be giving you those details as soon as I have all of them. So keep reminding me through emails about those speaking engagements as well. Then we have an event that I am also going to be attending, God willing, that I'm thrilled about. That's the Banner of Truth East Coast Ministers Conference. That is held from May 28th through the 30th. That's Tuesday, May 28th through Thursday, May 30th, in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania at Elizabethtown College. This is the East Coast Ministers Conference of the Banner of Truth on the theme, I Believe in the Holy Spirit, featuring speakers Jeff Kingswood, Terry Johnson, David Vaughn, Steve Nichols, Michael Morales, and Chad Vegas. If you would like to register for the East Coast Ministers Conference of the Banner of Truth, go to banneroftruth.org, banneroftruth.org, click on events, and then scroll down to East Coast Ministers Conference. And then another conference I'm scheduled to attend that I'm thrilled about is the Foundations Conference in New York City, December 19th and 20th in Manhattan. And this is another one of these conferences that I feel like a kid on Christmas Eve waiting to open my presents, because they always have phenomenal speakers at this event. It's run by Sermon Audio, and the speakers include Dr. Stephen J. Lawson, who you just heard moments ago advertising for New Covenant NYC, which is a church in New York City that sponsors Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. You heard the voice of Dr. Lawson promoting that church, New Covenant NYC. He is speaking. He is the founder of One Passion Ministries and one of the finest preachers alive today. Paul Washer, who is another extraordinary preacher, I am so thrilled he is going to be on the lineup. Reverend Jeff Thomas, another phenomenal preacher. Reverend Armin Tomasian, who I think is going to be a household name within the next 10 years. He's a young man with gifts and abilities and wisdom far beyond his years. And I strongly urge you to go hear him preach wherever you may hear about him speaking anywhere. Armin Tomasian. Richard Caldwell Jr. is on the roster, as well as Andrew Quigley. If you would like to join me there at the Foundations Conference, the Conference of Sermon Audio, go to thefoundationsconference.com, thefoundationsconference.com. And please tell them that you heard about the conference from Chris Arnson and Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And now, last but not least, if you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, you don't want us to disappear from the airwaves. You love sharing the free downloadable MP3s with your family, friends, and loved ones. You love hearing the topics and guests that we offer on the show that are rarely and sometimes never heard anywhere else. Well, then please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. That's ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can also mail in a check via snail mail to the address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. Please never, ever, ever siphon money away from your regular giving to your local church that you're accustomed to. Please never do that, and never put your family in financial jeopardy by giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Those two things are commands of God, supporting your church and home. Supporting Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is obviously not a command of God, but if you're financially blessed above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, and you love the show and you don't want it to disappear, please donate to us as heavily as you can and as frequently as you can. IronSharpensIronRadio.com, click support, then click to donate now. If you want to advertise with us, we surely could use your advertising dollars, so please send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. As long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what we believe, you don't have to believe exactly as I do, but as long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what I believe, we would love to help you launch an ad campaign, because we really do need your advertising dollars to exist. In fact, we have some urgent bills that need to be paid coming up very quickly, and we right now don't have enough money to pay them, so we're asking you to please be as generous as possible with your donations, and please advertise whatever it is that you want to promote with us as soon as possible. If you are not a member of a church home, and you're not prayerfully looking for one, you're living in rebellion against God, so please rectify that situation. I have lists of biblically faithful churches all over the world. And if you need help finding a church, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church home" in the subject line. Also, if you're going on vacation anywhere, I have helped a number of people find new church homes that they've joined, and also churches near where they're vacationing that they have visited. So please send that email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put something like "I need a church home" or something similar, and I will help you to the best of my ability with the lists I have all over the world. And if you want to send in a question to our guest, that same email address is the one to use, chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and send in a question to our guest, Bobby McGee. Bobby, welcome back to the program. And when you are either playing your music, and whether you are evangelizing, preaching, teaching, having perhaps more private and intimate conversations with inmates, what would you say from your memory is the mixture or the percentage of prison inmates that are eager and willing and humble to hear what you have to say, as opposed to those who mock you, want nothing to do with you, curse you, or just walk away from you? What's the reception been like over these years?
Speaking, Chris, it's been positive. There's been an occasion in several states when I've had men say, stop me or interrupt me and say, what are you preaching? And I've said, Christ and Christ crucified. And I've had a few walk out, and my response has been, is there anyone else? And when everybody remains seated, then I go on. And the truth of the matter is that when you have somebody that comes in as a volunteer from the prisons, or that feel like they've been called to volunteer to the prisons in any kind of Christian or religious capacity, when you go in front of a group of men that have been in prison for many years, and that's the way it is across our country, and you go in and you tell these men that you know how they feel, that you know that they're in bondage, that you have the answer to that, well, you're going to get laughed at and you're going to get scorned, because fact of the matter is that you don't know how they feel, that you haven't walked a mile in their shoes. And when you have another person that has walked a mile in their shoes and that has went through what they went through and they know it, then they give you attention and respect. And when that happens, we see the Word of God then being able to penetrate some hard hearts. And we've seen hope come in to the hopeless. It's not about slick talking or some kind of promises that can't be fulfilled. It's about the truth of God's Word, that Jesus came to set sinners free. And when you talk about that to a certain degree, brother, there's not a drug addict that could listen to me right now that you have to tell they're sinners. They know what they are. I knew what I was. I just didn't want you telling me what I was. I didn't figure it was nobody's business. But with these men, they know what they are. They're the ones that's living in these cages. And I realize they have victims, but they too are victims. And God sent his son for those men in the cages just as much as he sent his son for the Billy Grahams and the Mother Teresa's. We're all sinners. The Bible says he's not willing that any of us should suffer or perish, that we would all come to repentance. And with that said, this message is received personally for me very well. And we have occasions where there's violence in our services. You know, we're not in church. We're not in the free world church doing this. We're in prison. There's many times when we go into the youth prisons. I'm 60 years old. And the difference between my color and somebody else's color, all these differences that we can continue focusing on, when we go into youth prisons, they automatically see me as an older white man, but I'm covered in jailhouse tattoos, and I don't like a lot of them. I wish they weren't there, but when this youth look at some of these tattoos on my arms, the first thing they ask me is, where did you get those tattoos? And I'm able to tell them, when I was your age, I was in these same clothes that you're in. When I was your age, I was locked up in the same chains that you're locked up in. And when I tell them that, everything changes. Their ears become open. Their spirits become willing to listen to God's word. It's been an amazing transformation as far as my personal life goes. But it's also an amazing thing to be used by a holy God in the very same prisons that held you for all those years, to be able to help other men and women find the freedom that only Christ can offer.
Praise God. We have an anonymous listener with a question for you, Bobby.
Okay.
And the anonymous question is, have you run into horribly liberal and leftist and even apostate chaplains in the prisons who let all kinds of horrible things go on in the worship services, where you might even have drag queens singing and members of the Nation of Islam speaking, and things that are totally opposite to what the Bible teaches. I have experienced this. I was wondering if you have.
We definitely experience it with most of the prison chaplains that we've worked with. We work with very good. There's prison chaplains of different faiths that are in the prisons all over this country. And we have Muslim chaplains that help us advocate for our services. We have occasion. We have Muslims that are in our services that hear the truth, and we get respect. We give respect, and we get respect. We don't backpedal on Jesus Christ being the Son of God. We don't backpedal at all on when somebody, we've had to sign papers, Brother Chris, just to be quite honest with you, that I wouldn't apostolize in the services. And, well, we went in and we talked about Jesus Christ crucified, and I didn't hear anything bad about it. Now, the point is that even if I would have heard something bad about it, I'm not going to conform to this world. I can't do it. The only truth that I found when Jesus Christ set me free from the 8x10-foot cells, I can't conform to the world that told me that I didn't have a chance. I can't conform to the world that told me I was going to die a drug addict. I'm just not going to. I'm going to follow my God that tells me that His Son died for my sins, and that He tells me to be a soldier and to keep this light light, not to confuse it with this world, but to keep the word proper. And with that, there's power to change lives. We've seen many chaplains, just like in this world. We can't say that the free world church is any more together or any more aimed towards God than the incarcerated church. There's people in the churches across this country who do not know Jesus Christ. Matthew, there's a chapter in Matthew 7, verse 21, that talks about that in that day many are going to proclaim Jesus and say, Lord, we knew you, we served you, we cast out demons in your name, we saw wondrous works in your name, and what they heard was, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. So I challenge believers to look and see if you know that you are have a relationship with a living God, not a systematic or ritualistic approach to forgiveness, but a conforming to God's word that knows you're a sinner, that knows you need forgiveness and you need direction in your life. When I did that with my whole heart, I found a change. And that change is bridging the gaps between races, between gangs, affiliations, between violence. We are seeing people come together right there below New York at East Jersey State Penitentiary at Rahway. The Church of the Reconciled is one of the largest, strongest churches that I've ever encountered in my life. I'm 60 years old. I'm not gullible or naive. When I walked in that body of believers 6 months ago, I was overwhelmed with the power of the Holy Spirit of all races, murderers, armed robbers that had found the freedom of Jesus Christ, and it's happening all over this country. It seems like to me that the incarcerated church is more willing to listen to the true gospel that the Bible has to offer more than the free world church is wanting to conform to the gospel. Now, that's a matter of opinion, and my opinion can be faulty, but that's what I've witnessed, brother, across this country.
Great. We have Harrison in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, who asks, can you give us some initial basic steps on starting a prison ministry?
I would, any advice that I would give would be first and foremost to make sure that your motivations aren't self-centered or self-serving.
By the way, brother, I don't know if you're moving your mouth away from whatever mouthpiece or microphone that you're using, but sometimes you fade away and get blurry. If you could just make sure your mouth is near
Okay.
Thank you.
I apologize. I would make sure first and foremost that it wasn't something that would be self-serving, that I didn't want to go into prison just because I thought it was a good thing to do or it was a service or the Bible said visit those in prison. I would first and foremost make sure that you're called, that you have a calling from Christ. Be in prayer about it. There's a lot of people that are trying to go into the prisons that aren't being effective because they're going in under their own initiative instead of being called by the Lord to go in. So I would first and foremost check and make sure that that's what you're called to do. With that said, if you feel that calling, then you have to start approaching prison chaplains. I would advise to find other prison ministries in your area that are already in the prisons, that are already going, and try to volunteer to go in with them just to get the ball rolling to see if it's something that you're called to. Just don't jump in at both feet without knowing that you're called to do it.
And I would assume asking your own pastors is a very wise choice, and perhaps
yes,
they will support you and get behind you if they don't already have a prison ministry. We have somebody who has a very similar question, but perhaps coming from the opposite side of the coin. We have, let's see here, Susan Margaret in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, who says, what are some of the biggest mistakes that people make when they venture into a prison ministry? And obviously you've already mentioned not praying about it to have God press upon your heart this call to a very important ministry. So other than that, what would you say are some of the common mistakes, maybe even mistakes you made when you were a rookie at this?
Right. I think one of the requests I hear from the incarcerated body of believers and from the incarcerated church in general is that the people that are coming in to do ministry, everybody that's in prison aren't unsaved. A lot of people that come in do an evangelistic platform, and I know that evangelism is important. I'm an evangelist. But there's men and women in there that have been saved 15 and 20 years that are grounded men and women of God, our brothers and sisters in Christ that are soldiers, and they need meat. They don't need milk. They need meat. So what I would suggest is this. Don't go in with an attitude of these are a bunch of babies in Christ, that these are men that need to know the Lord. A lot of these men and women do know the Lord. They do need the evangelistic side, but they also need to be fed the way pastors feed mature Christians.
Wow, that's a great thing to know. I'll bet you that if I was volunteering to enter in through the gates of a prison to minister, I might wrongly assume exactly what you said many people wrongly assume. Thank you, Susan Margaret. Let's see here. We have Arnie in Perry County, Pennsylvania, who wants to know, have you ever been physically assaulted while ministering in a prison?
Another good question. There was an occasion in Florida, I'm not going to mention the prison, that we were doing a service and that a fight broke out in the service. There wasn't any correction staff in the building at all, and there was about 50 inmates. This is what happened. I immediately went and stood in front of my wife and to protect her, and then four or five of my Christian brothers that were in there come and made a semicircle around me to protect me and then my wife both, and the rest of the men broke the fight up, got the chairs set back up, everybody sat back down, and we went on with the service. Now, that's a little bit different than the conventional church, but at the end of that service, we were able to see the Lord work in a miraculous way. There was been another occasion in Florida prison, too, that we had several different religions come into a service, and one of the religions was causing disruptive behavior. And there was, again, no security, and there was 200-plus level 4 to level 5 inmates, which are some very high security inmates. One of the Christian men stood up and interrupted the service and turned around and said, "This man has come from a long ways. He spent 22 years in prison. I personally want to hear what he's got to say. Would you please give him respect?" And it was a little, there was quite a bit of tension in there for a couple of minutes. But things died down and we were able to see again the Lord do some miraculous things. So there is warfare. In Ephesians 6, Paul tells us about we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness, the rulers of this dark world. And prison is a very dark world, but he also gives us an armor. And we believe hand and foot that Christ protects us in these prisons. And we've seen the evidence of it time and time again. My wife has never been cursed, has never been offended, has never had a sideways sexual remark made to her, has never been broke, has never been disrespected by any inmate that I can think of in the last 20 years we've been doing this.
Wow.
And my point is this: God will set you apart if you're called into this.
Well, praise God. We have to go to our final break right now, and I'm going to play another song by Bobby McGee, and we will go right from that song into our final break. And if you want to send an email with a question, do it now, because we're rapidly running out of time. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. And here is All I Needed by Bobby McGee.
I've been running all my life. All I've found's been sorrow and strife. Wondering if it'd be a better day. I know I've made some wrong turns, and late at night the tears they burn, and it hurts more than I can say. So I turn to the pills for the answer, and in a bottle I only found insanity. What I needed all along was a Savior to set me free. Please set me free. Even now I'm hearing His call, the one who picks me up when I fall, and Lord knows that I need You. The prison walls that held me in, it's hard to even find a friend, and I'm tired of the way I've been living, You know it's true. So I turn to the pills for the answer, and in a bottle I only found insanity. What I needed all along was a Savior to set me free. Please set me free. I'm gonna make a decision now. Accepting Christ is what it's about, and I reckon the time is at hand. So dear Lord, please walk with me through all my life and eternity, and help me, Lord, to make a stand. And that's what it means to be a man. And I turned away from the pills for the answer, and the liquor that drove me insane. I called upon the grace of my Savior. His mercy and His love fall down like rain. Thank you.
you've been running all your lives, and all you found's been sorrow and strife. Well, let me tell you, brothers, there's a better way.
I'm Pastor Bill Shishko, host of A Visit to the Pastor's Study, and I am so thankful to be part of the advertising family right here on Iron Sharpens Iron. If you live on Long Island, or if you're visiting the metropolitan New York area, I invite you to join us for worship at The Haven on Sundays at 4:30 p.m. We meet at the Ascension Lutheran Church facility, 33 Bayshore Road in Deer Park, New York. At The Haven, you'll find God-saturated singing, gospel-rich ministry, and great commission opportunities. Learn more about us at thehavenli.com and join us this Sunday at 4:30 p.m. 33 Bayshore Road, Deer Park, New York.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own." You need to read.
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402, or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Hello, my name is James Renahan, and I'm the president of IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. The Word of God says, if a man desires the office of an overseer, he desires a good thing. Do you have the desire to serve Jesus Christ in pastoral ministry? 20 years ago, the Institute of Reformed Baptist Studies at Westminster Seminary, California was born. For those 2 decades, these institutions worked together to train men for ministry in Reformed Baptist churches. It has been a wonderful partnership. Now we have advanced our school into an independent seminary offering a full program of courses leading to the Master of Divinity degree. This is IRBS Theological Seminary. We believe that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the inspired and inerrant Word of God, that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh who came to save sinners by his life, death, and resurrection, and that the task of the church is to honor and serve the triune God in all things. IRBS Theological Seminary is dedicated by God's grace to preparing godly ministers who will be committed to these doctrines. Do you sense a call to serve Jesus Christ and his church as a pastor? Why not consider IRBS Theological Seminary? You'll find more information at irbsseminary.org. That's irbsseminary.org, 2 S's in the middle. I hope to hear from you soon. God bless you.
I'm Pastor Billy Linhart of Sovereign Grace Particular Baptist Church of San Angelo, Texas, and I'm thrilled to have joined the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio family of sponsors. We fully subscribe to the Second London Baptist Confession of Faith as a faithful summary of the most vital biblical truths, desire to worship the triune God of the Holy Scriptures in spirit and truth, and seek to make his glory known in the Concho Valley, West Texas, and beyond. Sovereign Grace PBC of San Angelo purposes to center our worship on the Holy Scriptures and the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hope that he will grow us in love and the unity of truth. After Sunday services, join us for a fellowship meal, followed by our ladies' fellowship and our children's Sunday school class. If you're looking for a church in West Texas that's serious about the Word of God and worship that pleases Him, come visit us. For details about Sovereign Grace Particular Baptist Church of San Angelo, Texas, email sgbcsa@gmail.com or visit us at sgbcsa.com. That's sgbcsa.com.
Listening to Christian radio can be a big gamble spiritually. Even many of the major Christian networks that include excellent, biblically faithful teachers on their lineup sadly often also include the worst of doctrinally dangerous heretics. If you are a lover of the doctrines of sovereign grace, you need not fear listening 24 hours a day to firstloveradio.org. They feature Christ-centered programming from Reformed pastors and teachers you can rely upon for theological soundness and biblical faithfulness, such as Dr. W.R. Downing, Dr. Peter Masters, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, Pastor Robert Gifford, Al Martin, Edward Del Cor, and more. FirstLoveRadio.org also live streams my Iron Sharpens Iron radio program daily. Please stick around on FirstLoveRadio.org after Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is over to continue being blessed by the unwavering proclamation of the gospel of sovereign grace. Spread the word about FirstLoveRadio.org.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen. If you just tuned us in, our guest today has been Bobby McGee. And he is the co-founder and director of Christ Song Ministry And if you'd like to join us on the air with a question, do so immediately, because we're going to be running out of time before you know it. Our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. And Bobby, if you could just summarize over 2 or 3 minutes uninterrupted what you really want to etch in the hearts and minds of our listeners today that is of most primary concern to you regarding prison ministry.
I think that if I could overview in just a couple of minutes, one of the things that has become my focus on the inside is, instead of focusing on our differences, then let's focus on our similarities. And the similarities are that we all can feel oppression, that we all can feel the hand of an enemy, and that the enemy is not flesh and blood. The enemy isn't the person sitting next to you or the person in a car or in a city. The enemy is very active, and he is trying to oppress us. Until we come to grips with the gospel being the truth of God's word, until we hear this truth and quit entertaining it in our minds as being something that's nonsense or something that ain't for everyone, when we can get this truth that we have an enemy that's trying to rob us all of our souls and our lives, and we can come to a conclusion that Jesus Christ is the answer to the oppression from this enemy, well, then we can get this across this nation, not just in the prisons, but into the entire country and the entire world. There won't be an effective change. We can address issues like aftercare. We can address all these other issues that are related to prison ministry that many ministries find funding in, or we can address the issue. And the issue is sin is causing depravity in our country, and it's breaking up families, and it's costing lives across this country. So I would sum it up by saying, let's draw together and let's realize that we have a commander-in-chief and that we are in a battle here, and it's against darkness and light. We have a very real enemy that's trying to take our lives. We need to come together. Christians need to quit the differences and quit casting stones at each other. Come together, put Christ first, act as soldiers for Jesus Christ, get out of the pews and make effort and a walk. That's the only way that we can make a difference. One other thing that I'd like to just say, anybody that, I know this is a limited time, if anybody has any further questions or concerns or need to reach us, please make it available, Chris, where they can reach us. Give them the information to where they can reach us on our website, or forward any questions that might be asked to us so we can continue addressing these questions.
Yes, and that website is ChristSongMinistry.org. That's ChristSongMinistry.org. And, of course, Hebron Colony Ministry, where both Bobby McGee and me were residents, the nation's oldest continually running Christian addiction recovery ministry, Hebron Colony Ministry in Boone, North Carolina. And also they have a sister ministry for women in Santee, South Carolina. If you want more information about them, their website is HebronColony.org. That's H-E-B-R-O-N Colony.org. And I actually have a permanent ad on the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio website for Hebron Colony. So if you forget that, if you don't have something to write down that information right now, go to IronSharpensIronRadio.com, where you always go to listen to this program. And if you scroll down, you will find an ad for Hebron Colony Ministry where you can click on that, and it will take you, the hyperlink will take you to their website. Not only will you find out information on how you or a loved one can either support or become a resident at Hebron Colony if you yourself are having an addiction problem, or the Grace Home in Santee, South Carolina, where the women can go. Not only will you find out information about that, but you can also ask them about Bobby McGee's ministry, Christ Song Ministry, and they'll make sure to put you in contact with Bobby McGee. Well, I want to conclude this program with another song by Bobby McGee. And I just want to say, and if you could hold on, Bobby, because I want to give you a proper goodbye off the air. So if you could hold on the phone for a little bit.
Okay. Yes.
But we're going to play one of your final songs here on the show. And I hope that all of you listening were blessed today. I hope that you all have a safe and blessed weekend and Lord's Day. And I hope you all always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far, far greater Savior than you are a sinner. And now here's Free at Last by Bobby McGee.
Well, I've been saved by the blood of his precious Son. I'm saved from the man that I've become. Story to tell. He saved me from my sins and he saved me from jail. And now I'm free at last. Free from the past. Lord, I ain't living so fast. Some brothers who believe in like me. Ain't trying to make the money, ain't trying to sell the dope. I'm trying to tell this message of forgiveness and hope. Cause I'm free at last. No, I ain't living in my past. Upon my Savior, my care, I'll cast. Someone that got something to say, but I'm gonna walk with my Savior today. So if you're feeling lonely or if you're feeling blue, let me tell you, brother, what my Savior can do. He'll make you free. Yeah.